Hello, my name is Will from FIU, Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask, is your home a single-family home, town home, apartment, condo, or mobile home?
Condo.
Condo? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Next question. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
Approximately 1970.
1970. Okay, thank you so much. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yeah, massive amount. We're in the process of the 50 year.
Okay, such as roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, any of the above?
Everything.
Everything?
All of them.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Next, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
10.
Okay, thank you. Next. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storms, hurricanes, category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
My family has.
Okay. Do you know what category or what tropical storm?
I know Wilma was one of the big ones.
Okay. Wilma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
My family, not me.
Okay. Do you know what was the estimated damage in dollars?
It's a long time ago. My mother, probably about 15,000.
15? Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me what were
no
the
idea. It's been a long
okay,
time.
No worries, thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows? Was it wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Wind damaging the roof.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to a home or relative, friend in the area, or you will not make any preparations because your home is already prepared.
I have hurricane shutters, and if there was a serious threat, I'd leave.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When the hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, when the hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
It can be, I told you, I live in a condo. It could be secured in 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
I'm very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information, internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Internet and television.
Okay, thank you so much. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
5 being the most prepared?
Yes, and 1 being the least.
5.
Five, okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm, such as cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, transportation?
No. I can answer them all now.
None of those? Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
Yes.
Both or just one?
I live on the beach.
Okay. Flood zone?
I live on the beach.
Okay, what is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it an A, B, or C?
I'm sure it's the highest because I live on the ocean.
Okay. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issue, if a hurricane warning is issue, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you will never leave?
Probably if a Hurricane 3 or greater warning.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house nearby, family, friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
If I would evacuate, it would be to another state.
To another state? Okay. Thank you so much. How many vehicles are available at your house and your household?
One.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm self-insured for you have to understand condos. You know, you're doing a survey that really is like if you're a homeowner. Condos have insurance for the whole condo. The interior of my, right, so that's fully insured, the outside.
Okay.
The inside of my home, I have no insurance. I self-insure for the inside damage.
Okay. What about for the outside part?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Our insurance is $70 million. I mean, that's for the whole building. You understand?
Oh, okay. Of course.
You know, it's a condo.
Okay.
We have 200 units here.
Okay. Thank you so much. No problem. Next question. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain that I could come up with that. I could probably come up with it. I could probably not come up with it. I am certain I could not come up with it, or I don't know.
I'm certain I could come up with it.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it increased or decreased?
Well, the condo policy went up a lot.
Significantly?
On the treasure of the building. Yes,
okay.
The condo policy. As I said, I'm self-insured for the interior.
Okay.
So the condo went up about 25%.
Okay. Do you know if it also significantly increased in the last 5 years?
Well, this year is the big increase. I don't know about before that.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions that you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or other, or nothing, just continue paying higher rate?
We've done all of the above. Yeah, it's very complex. Our insurance is $1.2 million. So we've changed some carriers, we've kept some carriers, we've done everything.
Okay, thank you so much. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range or replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80, 60, or less than 60?
It's not applicable. You understand? I know you'd be trying hard to get these questions out, but it makes no sense for my situation in a condo. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, thank you. No worries. Let's continue. Which of the following will you consider taking in if insurance costs or home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I wouldn't move for that reason.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
I never had a mortgage. You see, sir, I'm a multimillionaire. All these questions are for like normal middle class people you're asking me. I'm not your typical person, sir. You know, I bought my condo for cash. I'm waiting to buy something much bigger when prices come down.
Okay.
I mean, all these questions don't make sense for me. I'm sorry.
I understand. No worries. No worries. Let's continue with the survey. And that's so cool, man, you know, that you got it made. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or you think government should not get involved in recovery efforts?
Government shouldn't get involved.
Okay, thank you so
much.
People
should have their insurance. People should have their insurance, and that's it. If they don't have insurance, screw them.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5.
Highest.
Okay. What about the
local? I know personally, I'm dealing with this building construction. I know how tough they are.
Okay, thank you so much. What about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
That's a tough one. I don't know enough. I can't answer it.
Okay, no worries. What about that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't know. I assume so, but I have no idea. I haven't been in a new building.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account flood risks?
Same thing. I have no idea I assume the city is doing their job. I hope so. But, you know, from what I know, the requirements are very stringent.
Okay. What about that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Yes, they definitely are.
A 5? You give that one a 5?
5.
Okay.
Yeah, 5
so
means
much.
That they're very strict. Yeah, 5
yes.
Means
okay.
That they're very strict, yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think that your property and finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening. No, I don't know if it's happening.
No, I do not believe it's happening. I have seen no change in the last, since I've been in Florida for 40 years.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, that's 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Okay, thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Select 3 if you can. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
Crime. What was the first one? That was
neighborhood, schools.
The neighborhood, crime, and
Walkability. Okay, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3, 3 to less than 5, 5 to less than 10, 10 to less than 20, or more than 20?
1 to 3.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. What is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
One. Okay. Thank you. Next question. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Single. Single.
Single. Okay. Thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college grad, graduate degree?
Graduate.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black American, Asian, Native American?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What languages are spoken at home regularly?
English.
English?
Only English.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range of your household. Under 20, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, or 100 plus?
I think you know the answer to that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and help. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.